Welcome to the Kat Nelson Show. I'm the one and only Kat Nelson, MMA fighter out of Orlando, Florida. You can join me on my journey to becoming the baddest bantamweight fighter in the world by following me on social at KatNoy11. This episode is brought to you by Black Lab Organics, all natural and organic dog treats. Our goal at Black Lab Organics is to create CBD-infused dog treats with real ingredients because we believe that dogs deserve better. Follow us on social at Black Lab Organics or visit our website, blacklaborganics.com. Use discount code CAT10 to get 10% off your next order. Crazy about fights? The Fight Bananas podcast is all fight news and everything fight related. Follow them on social at Fight Bananas Official. You can also tune in on YouTube, all podcast platforms, and iHeartRadio. I train about 5 to 6 days a week, and as a fighter, I understand the importance of recovery. Fusion CBD Products always has my back. I use their CBD oil every morning in my coffee and their CBD balms after trainings and before bed. And just like that, I feel brand new, ready to take on the next day. Follow them on social at Fusion CBD Products or visit their site, FusionCBDProducts.com. New Dimensions Wellness Studio is a premium health, wellness, and performance center that combines cutting-edge technology with ancient wisdom. Every visit I make to New Dimensions, I leave feeling like a brand new woman. Whether you're an athlete that wants to excel in performance, undergoing rehab from an injury, or just want to take care of yourself, they will guide you to all your needs. Follow them on social at ND_wellness or visit their site, mynewdimension.com. Just Blaze Clothing is South Florida's number one source of clothing for the cannabis community. They sell all types of apparel, accessories, and rolling trays, perfect for any stoner dude or stoner babe. Check them out on social at Just Blaze Clothing or on their website, justblazeclothing.com. Use discount code CAT10 to get 10% off your next order. The law offices of Daniel Martinez has got your back. Daniel Martinez is a criminal defense attorney who fights in court and in the cage. Shut up and lawyer up with the law offices of Daniel Martinez. Follow them on social at martinez.law.321 or their website martinez.law. Never stop, never quit. Support local fighters with Team Reaper. Team Reaper creates personal fight apparel just so fighters can make profit. I have my own fight apparel you can purchase on the website reaper1.co. You can also follow them on social at TeamReaper1. By purchasing my shirt, you will not only be supporting me, you will also be supporting this podcast, other fighters, and Root Camp Champs, a youth crime prevention organization in my hometown, Orlando, Florida. Root Camp Champs' mission is to get youth off of the streets and teach them martial arts. You can also donate to Root Camp Champs at kidsmma.org.
And the hemoglobin.
Oh, big shot, spinning back fist by right hand. And that is all.
She
wrote. That's a wrap, son. Cat.
What is up, guys? Welcome to the Kat Nelson Show. I am joined by Jeffa Moy and her daughter. Welcome. Thank you for being on here. I really appreciate your time. I know it's been a busy day and a busy week. How's it going over there? Looks like you guys are having fun.
We are having so much fun. My kid just tried to burn the house down with popcorn, so, you know.
Hey, it happens sometimes. And I see you've got your little knife.
Yeah, we were playing. Chloe's got hers. We got, like, these are, like, butter knives.
Oh, cool. So you both play with them?
Yeah. So she can flip them and stuff without getting cut. This one will
Cool. Like, yeah, we're going to have to see some of that in a little bit. but so Jeffa, you are a Muay Thai fighter, a jiu-jitsu practitioner, a wellness coach, and a co-founder of Chick Jitsu. So you have a lot on your plate, but I know you're helping the community, especially woman. So that's why I wanted to have you on here. And again, I appreciate your time. So how is this week going, and what do you think the turnout is going to be for Saturday?
So with everything happening with COVID and whatnot, give me 2 seconds. Echo. Quiet. COVID, and then like we ended up getting our date at the same time as another tournament and also Pan Ams over in Georgia. So yeah, we kind of took a hamper on our game, but at the same time, like, we're still out there trying to do our thing. I'm like, the least I can say is someone on Saturday is walking away with $3,000, and I couldn't be more excited for that. We wanted to try like a super fight absolute, because the absolute kind of was like the big thing that happened. We had the tournament the same day as our, you know, February one before COVID and everything hit. It was incredible. I was like, I'd be happy if 100 girls signed up. 350 signed up by that day. And I'm like, yeah, like I get the chills just thinking about it right now. But so many girls went out there. And like the biggest thing is the fact that like a girl, like let's say like my daughter's 11 and she can stand up taller than me, you know, but when she goes against, you know, like, that's hormones, right? So let's say same age male is going through the same stuff. Like you guys are not quite at that same level at this point. And also too, I've had so many students, females that are like, is it going to be a boy that goes against me? And it's just like a girl.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. So, So that's what Chick Jitsu is about. It's about, like from what I've seen, I haven't been to an event and I'm fortunate enough to be coming this weekend. But it's about developing the competitive girl community and, to create a supportive environment and an enjoyable competition world.
Dude, everyone is friends afterward. That's like the best
part. Yeah.
You know, like awesome. I've been there before. I fought a million times. Like you,
yeah.
You look at the girl like, all right, girl, like I train harder this time. I'm gonna whoop you. But afterward, I respect everything that you've walked
through. Yeah, for sure.
You know?
For sure, but, yeah.
It does, like, imagine today you go up against a guy, your same weight, age, whatever, rank, in an MMA fight. Like, you know that he's got testosterone. You know that he's got, like, a level above you that doesn't mean you're going to lose, but for a child?
Yeah, that usually happens more with, like, youth, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, we're out there trying to make that happen. And then at the same time, like, women just don't get paid like men do.
For sure, yeah.
Opportunities like men do. So we're like, yo, we got $3,000. What's up? Like, y'all, that's cute. You guys want to get like that like $25 medal. You
know, yeah, like, yeah.
You're gonna have a medal like, very well. But also we want to pay you.
Yeah, I want the money. The three thousand.
No doubt in my mind. Like I've seen you, I've fought against you and everything. Like, well, like sparred against
We've
you.
Sparred, yeah.
We played.
Yeah.
You know, like if we were battling for $3,000, yeah. Like, oh, that girl over there. I don't care how long she trained.
Like, yeah.
For you.
No, yeah, I'm definitely excited for this weekend. Chick Jitsu event, is it like, are you trying to do like all women, right? Like judges, officials, everything?
Up to the photographer.
Wow, nice.
That's so awesome. Businesses out there, I'm like, you don't have to train. If you're a woman and you run your stuff, like, let's bring you out here so I can show that women do our thing. And we do.
Right.
No doubt in my mind. Like, I'm not, you know, insecure about who I am as a woman. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I feel like, oh, women can vote now. Like, nah, man. Like, women can do so much at this point. Like,
watch yeah, us. For sure.
I want to give that outlet to people to watch us. And especially because, like, I'm a single mom to my daughter. My daughter's got to know how to kick butt.
Like her mom. Yeah. So, yeah. So, we live in a very competitive world. And, like, I was taught that I have to be better than everyone. You know, and I know that still goes around, but especially in martial arts, we learn that we have strengths and weaknesses, and we can use those to expose one another. But instead of like putting each other down, we can improve and progress from that. So these Chikjutsu is one of the events that is bringing that out, and especially with all the women empowerment going on.
Dude, absolutely. Like, that's, again, like, I've never had a doubt in my mind in any of the women that I'm surrounded by. I don't think that they're insecure, but at the same time, you know, like, we're rising up, so why not show that some more, you know? And especially the little ones, like, they have to grow up. Sometimes I'm scared for my child, and especially at some time that I close my eyes or she's just not around me. And actually, that's going to happen more. So, like, if I close my eyes, I say, Chloe, you know the drill? You know, and she knows the drill. Like, that's just a thing. You know, my kids aren't the one walking around with her, you know, phone in her face and has no idea of her awareness around her. Like, and that's, I think, what also creates Chikjutsu, because girls are like, you know, I have my period, I can't make weight, or like, I'm just scared and like, whatever. But at the same time, in any gym that you go to, like, I'm sure you've experienced it a lot, is like, we roll against men that are way over our weight, way over our weight, way over everything. So why would I be scared to go to an equal opportunity?
Yeah, exactly. That's like basically every gym, there's not as many females. Yeah. No, for sure. And that's why, like, there are more gyms trying to plan more, like, only woman classes, because we're starting to see that.
Hell yeah. More. And I hope that Chikjutsu helps to, like, make that happen. I've had girls write to me and say, because of you guys, our gym has introduced girls-only grappling. Because, I mean, like,
that's great. It, like, yeah.
Grappling, you are in a position, or you start in some positions that are a little bit more, like, I was out with my man like that last night. But for real.
Yeah.
To be with a stranger. But it's a lot easier if I'm like with another female, and for other females to be in that position and be like, I'm understanding where I'm going from, instead of just being worried about being uncomfortable in a position. If that makes
sense. Right. No, yeah. That's amazing. And you are a wonderful person, along with the whole Chikjutsu group. I wanted to mention something. We DM'd each other, and we opened the DMs at the same time or something like that.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And
that was weird.
I told you that I was working on my, like, spiritual side. Oh, no, I just mentioned that I was working on my spiritual side and my psychic awareness, and they're like, it must be working. So I thought that was cool. And then you said that the universe speaks loudly. We often just fail to listen. So I was like, okay. So what has made you, like, view the world in such a way? Like, do you practice any type of spirituality or connectedness with yourself, meditation, yoga, or anything?
So, I mean, like, I stretch like a spiritual freak, but that's what I couldn't tell you what position I'm in. I'm just like, it hurts and it's good.
It just feels good after.
Yeah. I do a lot of, so my choice, or like my calling, was tarot cards. If that doesn't sound too weird, I wasn't like, what's my witchery? You know, I was just like, what's going to happen? And I read tarot cards, and I've never read a bad reading. I've always read a super honest reading, but I also think that anything with astrology and like vibes is all about interpretation. I just think that I have a deeper understanding to my interpretation to make people feel more connected to the message, if that makes sense. So I'm not just being okay, so like, you're a Virgo and you're like super psycho, whatever.
You're a messenger. Like, you're saying what it is, and it's up to them to perceive it however they want to.
I'm also aiding them in understanding that it's more of an open, and less of a direct, like, you like blue, you are a blue person. I don't know.
Right. No, yeah, that's cool.
Dude, it was so weird because you were in my dream. I dream. So sometimes I dream like really stupid, like to the point stuff, and it pisses me off. I'm like, I just lived a whole life and I have to wake up and do it again. That's not
that's so funny.
But you were in there, and then like I was messaging, or I was going to confirm your email before I sent your application out, and you were texting me at the same time. I'm like, stop it. Like, yes, that means that, like, and I think you're an amazing person. I watch your stuff and everything.
Oh, so, thank you.
Yeah, no, I vibe with you. I think that, like, what you do is amazing. So
hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I hear my dream and be like, yo, babe. I'm like, yo, what's
this? Yeah, I'm making sure you know you're having a good time in there.
Yeah, it was great. Like, it was good. Like, good. Again, it wasn't like we went on some adventure. It was just like you being like, what's up?
And I'm yo, like, what's yo, up? That's awesome. So
yeah, so I just think that, like, and we had all of this coming up, and I'm really excited for you to be at Chick Jitsu. Like, again,
yeah, me too.
We sparred, we played, like, it was fun. Mm-hmm. And I just like love seeing females that are interested in like progressing in every aspect of fighting, not just like I'm gonna be
for sure
fighter, UFC. Oof. Like,
yeah, it's about like it's about matching each other, you know, and being, that's what makes it more enjoyable, and you're able to learn from that instead of getting hurt.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. So other than, you know, spirituality and all the other stuff you do, I know you play with knives, you like to dance. can we see something?
Can we see something? Nice.
Yeah, you do stuff with it, right?
Right. So I don't know the best. I'm more of a thrower than a tosser.
Gotcha.
Right now, I'm trying to learn like interpretive dancing. So like, yo, what's up? I'm a white girl. Like, we ain't got hip movements like Shakira, but we try. All right. My bo staff is one of my favorite cardios ever.
I've got, okay, like, cool.
Every sponsor possible on there. but. Like, that's one of those things where, like, I think about, like, apocalyptic times, right?
So, yeah.
Like, oh, guns, guns, guns. I'm like, but if somebody robs, like, or, like, goes for the Chili's and I'm in there, I can grab a broom and whoop your ass, bro. Like,
you can grab anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, so this one was what from Bill Goon. You've probably heard of him from Team Reaper.
Okay.
Besties in the world. I got that from him. His friend Josh gave him that. I teach kids with these ones, which look like butter knives. Ooh, sorry. So it doesn't hurt. So there's certain sides that cut and don't cut.
I'm going to have to go throw with you eventually.
I would pay for your ass. Come over and throw with me, girl.
Let's do it. Let's plan it.
Axes are the most fun to throw. And then, like,
I would love to try that.
Fight stance. So, like, you'll throw from the dominant side.
Yeah. And it's like kind of like when you're clenching or something. I don't.
Yeah. So, there's like different styles. So, I'm a knife thrower. So, a lot of it's like a flick of the wrist when you throw.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And with axes, it's more of like you get one spin and it's got a lamp right there. Dude, it's exhilarating to hear. Don't. Like, when it lands, you're like, yeah. And then you get, like, bullseyes and fill shots and stuff.
No, yeah. I'm definitely going to have to go out there, and you're going to have to teach me some stuff, because I need to be prepared for apocalyptic shit, too. Okay, so before we go off, I also, like, I started this podcast to bring awareness to the cannabis community and the benefits – especially with athletes, because a lot of people are against it, especially athletes. So just whatever you feel comfortable with, tell us your experience with cannabis, why you can appreciate it, how it helps you, or if you know that it helps others.
What I'm comfortable with. I love it. I mean, like... I think that a lot of times people try not to judge me because I do have dreadlocks. You know,
yeah.
There is a spiritual part of my dreadlocks being in my hair. I cut them off the first time when I started training because I would sweat in them so bad that I'm just like, it's not even worth it. And I asked the wrong guy. I said, I asked a bald guy. I go, should I shave off my dress?
He was like, hell yeah.
You do own it. I'm like, okay. Second, off. I'm like, ah. Never ask a bald guy to shave your dreadlocks. Let me tell you that right now.
Yeah, don't ask a bald guy for anything about hair.
Yeah, right? He's a black belt now. Like, I trust him. But anyway, I grew up with being like a super straight edge kid. And then I found my way. And again, like, my dreadlocks do mean a lot to me. I do believe that, you know, the smoke is the Holy Spirit. I do feel it within me. You know, they call alcohol spirits, and we make that legal as F. But look at what it turns people into. Look at what we have against it. And the fact that the world is opening up to cannabis a lot more and other drugs, you know, like mushrooms and whatnot. I don't say that, like, hey, let's buy drugs like Skittles. But hold on, my cat. Your entrance. Here I'll go. But I do believe that, you know, just as any other drug that a doctor can make is the same that the earth can create.
So, right. It's natural. It's given to us. I believe it's given to us.
And if you believe in whatever spirit, God, anything, in the end, we have the stars above us and we have the grass below us. Right. Mm-hmm. We have this entire world, and whatever it gives us is helping us.
Right.
You know, there are times that it says no. And we have learned that. But there are certain things that have grown from our earth that said, hey, let me open your mind. We can't just think of ourselves as like one cell that is a phone, an iPhone, an Android, today's picture, you know?
Because it's not
just that. There's so much more. And if you quiet yourself, and that's what I was talking to you before, is if you quiet yourself and you listen, the universe is speaking very loudly. And whatever you want is out there for you. And I do believe that, you know, especially with cannabis, there's times where you can just let yourself go. It gives you that opportunity to be free. And I love using that stuff before my workouts.
Running. Hell yeah.
I hate running, you know. I'm coping 10 pounds thick right now. But what I'm saying is, when I go running, like, I will be sober AF and be like, I hate myself. Why am I running? What is my speed?
Oh yeah.
My God, I'm going for like 5 seconds. Why? It's feeling, you know, but then you have something else that like helps you to release that part of your brain that you tap into accidentally based off of like us learning how to live this life. And you're just like, the clouds are so pretty. Like, I have so much to be grateful for. I woke up today.
Yeah. It's the best run ever.
Exactly. So I'm just like, you know, with cannabis myself, I do appreciate it. I will never knock it. And again, like with alcohol and all the other that's legal out there, like, let's talk about something that opens up your mind and not just shuts you down.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's beautiful. Is there any other message that you'd like to share with the viewers? You've already given us a lot of information, but anything else you want to just?
Hello, what's up with Chick Jitsu? Y'all come out with that money, and we ain't gonna stop giving girls money. Oh, like, it's female empowerment. Guys,
heck,
you want to get out there and fight for girls to get money? Let's do it, you know?
Heck,
But I want to see my girls out there rising above and not being scared to do what they do.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. We're gonna run the world.
Well, I mean, Beyonce saying.
Hey, Beyonce saying it, then it's gonna happen.
I hope to see you with that check in your hand this Saturday, dude.
I'm excited. I'm gonna do my best. No, yes, for sure. I believe in myself too.
You punched me in the face before. I believe in you.
Well, thank you so much for being on here. I know you've been busy. I'm really excited for this weekend. Everyone follow Jeffa on IG at Jeffa Moy and Chick Jitsu at Chick Jitsu. Thanks again, Jeffa. You guys can catch me next week, 7 p.m. Thursday. Bye.
Bye. I'm not sure enough.